In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another special episode of The Keepers of the Fringe. I'm Derek, and with me, as always, is the Danny Ketch to my Johnny Blaze, Chris.
Hey, I want to be Johnny.
Fine, then you could be Johnny.
All right, thanks.
I kind of like
Danny. Take back. I know you're more of a Danny Ketch dude, I think.
Yeah. Well, I kind of got into Ghost Rider when Danny Ketch was, and then I went back and read more of the...
Johnny
Blaze. But yeah, so there we go.
Danny Ketch gives me a real Kyle Rayner kind of vibe.
I can see that, yeah, I can see that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure. But. So does that mean you're my Hal Jordan? Yes. You're the Hal Jordan to my Kyle Rayner?
Yes.
I would prefer to think of myself as Guy Gardner in that case. Anyway. How you doing out there, everybody in listener land? As I said, tonight is going to be a very special episode.
Special episode!
In which we are going to be reviewing the movie Solo, our Star Wars movie.
Indeed we are.
Indeed we are.
We got some shit to say.
We got some shit to say. But first, of course, we have some stories to cover. So let's get to it, shall we?
Okay.
Okay, so, first of all, we have talked before a couple of times about the movie they're coming out with called Happy Time Murders, in which it's an R-rated take on puppets, and it's like a, like, treating, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's treating them like they're real and stuff. And puppet, and like real. Kind of like what Who Framed Roger Rabbit did with cartoons. This is doing with puppets.
Oh, sure.
And it stars Melissa McCarthy and a few other, you know, Joel McHale was in it and stuff. And last week? We talked about the Red Band trailer that got released, which kind of made the movie not quite...
Turned us off a little bit.
Yeah. It didn't seem to go as dark and as we were hoping, and kind of crazy.
It went too far into the raunchy... Like, I don't mind some of that, but...
Yeah, but we were hoping for more, like... I don't know, just like a dark comedy kind of thing, like a...
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, more than an outright comedy. And I'll tell you somebody else who is not happy with it, and that would be the people behind Sesame Street, who have decided to try and sue Happy Time Murders. Which I'm not entirely... surprised by.
Well, they should watch Meet the Feebles if they if they got problems with puppets doing some wrong shit.
Well, the thing is, what they're really bothered by, which is what's weird, is the tagline of the movie.
Say your mama's Muppets.
That would have been better. But the tagline is, no sesame, all street. So I guess they figure that taints the Sesame Street name, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see them not wanting to be associated with it.
Certainly, yes, I can see that. So they said, their complaint says, the promotion of the Happy Time Murders shall succeed or fail on its own merits, not on a cynical, unlawful attempt to deceive and confuse the public into associating it with the most celebrated children's program in history.
You know, surprisingly, I kind of see their point.
I kind of do too.
And usually I'm not, I don't usually agree with lawsuits. I usually think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But I kind of think they're right.
And it also says the film's marketing poses a threat of irreparable injury to Sesame's nearly 50-year brand, and that it purposefully confuses consumers into mistakenly believing that Sesame is associated with the Happy Time murders.
You know, I don't know about having a lawsuit about it, but I could definitely see them being like, hey, could you maybe leave my name out your mouth?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Could you, like, knock that shit off?
Yeah. But wasn't Elmo a diddler?
Yes, something like that, yeah. Or some the guy who used to play Elmo, there was something.
Yeah, right.
I almost want to put that down as a title, but I'm not sure it would be good.
Yeah.
Wasn't Elmo a diddler?
Yeah. So I think that probably did a lot more damage to Sesame Street than...
That would be my guess, but...
Yeah. But I don't see that, you know, like, I don't like that it's like always has to come to matters of money. It's like,
yeah.
You know, just approach them and be like, hey, you know, can you maybe, and
cool,
if they want to be, know, like, hey, screw you guys, we're doing it anyway, then they could see maybe.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe they did. Who knows?
I can't see people being like, yeah, fuck those Sesame Street guys.
I know, right?
Because everybody working on that movie probably grew up with Sesame Street, I'm assuming.
I'm sure, yeah.
So, I imagine they must have some respect for it.
They must, yeah. I mean, like you said, I can see where they're coming from. I just don't know if it's as, I don't know.
I mean, do they deserve money? I don't think so.
No.
At this point, anyway.
Well, I don't know if they're actually suing for money damages or...
Well, they gotta be suing for something.
To get them to stop, maybe? I don't
know. Oh, yeah. I mean... Well, they're talking about damaging their brand, so I'm sure there's amount tied to that.
Wait a minute. So here's something I didn't realize. What's even weirder is that the director of the Happy Time Murders is Brian Henson, Jim Henson's son.
He's the director?
Yeah, and chairman, according to this article, yeah. And chairman of Jim Henson Studios. Is the director of Happy Time Murders.
Barb? I didn't know that.
That just blew my fucking mind.
Mind blown.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, so that's probably more of that story there.
Yeah, it says STX Productions, who's behind the Happy Time Murders, was unfazed by the suit and issued its own statement that reads, STX loved the idea of working closely with Brian Henderson and the Jim Henson Company to tell the untold story of the active lives of Henson's puppets when they're not performing in front of children. Happy Time Murders is a happy result of that collaboration, and we're incredibly pleased with the early reaction to the film and how well the trailer has been received by its intended audience. While we're disappointed that Sesame Street does not share in the fun, we are confident in our legal position. We look forward to introducing adult moviegoers to our adorably unapologetic characters this summer. Wow, this is getting crazy.
A lot going on there. Many layers for layers. The puppet story there.
Layers of the puppet.
Brian Henson, which you call him Henderson, which threw me off.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. Like
Brian Henderson. Who the fuck?
Henson. Like, Henson.
Oh. I don't know, man. I mean, the worst thing they could do is if they tie the movie up so they don't get to release it.
Yeah. I know, the whole thing is weird. That Brian Henson directed it, and it just...
Are you sure he said he directed it?
That's what it said,
and not just worked on it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
In fact, the IMDb it. Let me imdib it.
Imdib it.
Let me imdib it.
Quick to the imdib.
To the imdib. So, but yeah, so.
I feel like we're taking too long on this story, though. Anyway, we have to figure it out, but I feel like it's going too long.
It just blows my mind. It just blows my mind. That it just blows my mind.
It blows my mind.
Your mama.
That wasn't my oh. There's no good way out of that one. Tickle me Elmo. It's ruined now. It's all wrong now.
No kidding, right?
I think my niece has one. It's all ruined.
Really?
She did.
I didn't think.
What the hell happened? I don't know. I remember hearing that, and then I don't know what the hell happened. But I've seen Elmo is still around because I think they took him off for a while.
Yeah. I believe he's still around.
But it sounds like the same dude. But I don't know.
No, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure
that's crazy, man. What the fuck's going on?
I know, right? Just one more sign of how fucked up this world is. Truly.
Yeah, add Morgan Freeman to that list.
No shit.
I'm like, Morgan Freeman?
What the fuck?
I love fucking Morgan Freeman.
Well, he might be into that.
Too soon. Too soon on that shit.
I know. Fucking Morgan Freeman.
Come on now.
What the fuck is going on?
Except for I haven't heard his whole deal, but...
Yeah, true.
I don't think it was... I mean, I think it's inappropriate, but I don't think it was like... You know, it's not fucking, what's his noodle there? Cosby levels of...
Yeah, fucking...
Or Weinstein, fucking...
Happy Time Murders is directed by Brian Henson.
Oh, wow. Huh. And he definitely has a relationship with Sesame Street, so if they're going to sue him, then there've been discussions beforehand.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Stars Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Banks, Maya Rudolph... fucking crazy shit. So there's that. Alright, so... Yeah, so now my mind is just blown. So let's move on to our next story, shall we?
Okay.
That's no moon.
And next up, we have... some Star Wars news. Interesting Star Wars news. And apparently now there is... Many fans have... Fans. I don't know how many actual Star Wars fans there are anymore.
Yeah, you fucks.
Yeah, you fucks. We'll get into that later.
Motherfucker.
But that does not go out to the people that... We'll get into that later. But they're actually... they're now going to be coming out with a Boba Fett movie. Boba Fett. And it's going to be written and directed by James Mangold, who did the movie Logan.
He also did the Wolverine.
Who did the movie Logan? The excellent Logan movie.
In the Wolverine movie.
And the really good Logan. Logan.
You can't get to Logan until you did the Wolverine movie.
That's true.
But Logan was really good.
Logan was really good. The Wolverine wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
It was way leagues better than
X-Men
Origins
Wolverine. And it was. I was liking it until the end, the last...
The Silver Samurai thing fucked it up.
I didn't like the way they handled that. But Logan was really, really good. And I'm kind of interested to see what he can do with Boba Fett, with Mr. Fiazzo. Boba's Fiazzo.
I know. I was thinking, I'm trying to think of a good way to do that. Because you can't really flesh him out too much.
No.
Because when he shows up in the movies later, it'll just be weird. Yeah. He doesn't have any. He just stands there. He's only in there for like 5 minutes. Or, you know.
That's true, yeah.
So it'd be weird to have like a fully fleshed out.
In which case he dies, too.
Like a bitch. Which is painful, but.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. Move it. Move it. Where?
Yeah, that's true. He not only does he die like a bitch, he dies screaming like a bitch.
Yeah, he screamed. Then the Psylocke burped.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a special edition, right? That was the original thing, right?
Mm-hmm. What, the burping?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an original. Yeah.
But I was thinking of how they could do it. I'm like, you know, it'd be cool if they broadened the scope so it'd be like the bounty hunters, like the ones that were.
Yeah.
It's maybe some that were not.
That could be interesting, yeah.
Do like just like some, a big job that they're all vying for.
Yeah.
And give them all a chance to like shine in there.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Fucking awesome.
That would be, yeah.
Or have, like, maybe he's on a job. Like, he's hunt like Terminator or something. Like, he's hunting people, like a person down for somebody.
Right.
And the movie kind of focuses on that person, but he's just coming at him like an unstoppable force. Just so we get to see him
right,
be a badass, so we can be like, oh, shit.
But you
Boba Fett's the fucking man.
Right. And but you don't have to have...
He, like, take his helmet off and be like, you know, have a love interest or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shit. Yeah.
Like, Terminator, because, like, you know, the movie's called Terminator, but it's not, I mean, it is about a Terminator, but not really.
Right, yeah.
You just have him, like, always, like, a step ahead of them and, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. And then maybe even then you could throw in, like, some of the other bounty hunters as, like, his competition and shit.
That would be cool.
That could be cool. Very cool.
Then have something that maybe at the end leads to somehow they would get to the... Well, that might be too much. Empire Strikes Back, you know, where there was they had to do something, and then the top bounty hunters got a chance to work for the Empire on this big job, but I don't know. That might be too...
That might be, yeah. Maybe.
But I'd love to see all the other bounty hunters...
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That's one thing I always like bothered me that they never got a chance to like do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, even they were all there, but Boba Fett's the only one and he didn't really do that much. So
no disintegrations. He's breathed a lot to me. And then he changed his voice. Oh, I can't even talk about it, but yeah, he didn't really get much. But I would love to see the bounty hunters all doing their shit.
Yeah.
Like do, like, and
do a, like a nice, like a real gritty underworld type story.
That'd Suckus awesome. And Forlom doing their thing. And
yeah.
Bossk and Dengar. Bossk.
I love Bossk.
IG-88.
Yeah.
That would be fucking tight.
It sure would.
I would love the shit out of that movie.
That would be awesome.
It's weird. It's hard to say because there's not any details.
Right.
But I don't think you can approach it like a normal character movie.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. But I don't know. I kind of... I think right now Mangold's in good favor right now after Logan. He also did Walk the Line, which I haven't seen, but it's supposed to be good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Except for I couldn't buy... Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
As Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
At all. He didn't look like him at all, and I just could never get over it.
So.
But one thing that they painted themselves in the corner with is that they made, even though he's an altered clone, he's still a fucking clone.
Right.
So he's got to look like.
Jango Fett.
Yeah. What now? Who's going to. How are you going to do that? You're going to de-age. Tamora Morrison there, or I don't want him to be
never,
that guy.
Never take his helmet off. Period. You can't.
Well, unless they pull some, I don't know. Well, it depends on where in the story they're picking up.
Yeah.
Because Daniel Logan is, well, he, you know, of course he's interested. He would love to come back and play Boba Fett, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's been acting still. I don't know, but.
I'm still not crazy about the idea of Boba Fett being an altered clone of Jango Fett.
I hate that.
Yeah.
On every level.
Yeah.
I know we're going to be bitching about Star Wars fans soon, but
yeah.
I never liked that.
Yeah, I feel like that's an odd direction to go in.
That was a weird connection that, like Darth Vader making C-3PO, like, what?
Yeah, I never was crazy. I mean, I get you wanted like the connection there, but it just doesn't work for...
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Especially because you always picture like... I always picture C-3PO was, you know, like, used to being around royalty and, like,
right.
prim and proper.
Right,
and then he was sucked into a rebellion and he was, like, totally out of his element. And that's why he was such a...
Right, yeah. This like, fucking sucks. I don't...
like, I thought that was lamest. Interesting because he didn't fit because he was so...
Right, yeah.
And he had, you know, he just seemed like he was programmed to be, you know, like... He knew all these languages, and he was...
Right.
It just seemed like he was always out of his element, which made it more funny. Or, you know, like...
Right, yeah, yeah.
Made more sense.
Yeah.
And now that he was, like, made by slaves on Tatooine, I'm like, where did he get to be such a fucking prissy little bitch?
C-3PO was a prissy little bitch!
And then he was stuck on Tatooine.
Yeah.
So, and he had, like, his armor was all fucked up, so he was never prissy until, really later on.
Yeah, but then...
And then I had a similar job working on Western Evaporators. My first job was working on... Yeah, it was the same ones. Your similar job was the same fucking job. I don't like that. But we can't go into it.
No. Then you get on a whole different... Anyway, let's move on, okay. Shall we?
That's no moon.
Well, let's move on to something that's actually kind of good news. And that is that they have officially canceled Transformers 7.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay! Yay! Although I still haven't seen Transformers 6 yet. But
isn't that I know when they first said that, I was like... Did I totally forget one? I'm like, oh, the Bumblebee movie. That must be...
Oh, fuck, yeah, the Bumblebee.
Yeah, see, you didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Because I'm like, wait a minute.
Haven't seen The Last Knight yet.
No.
There's some part of me that wants to see it just to see how bad it actually is.
Because it's a sickness.
It is.
We have to check that box.
Yeah.
Knowing there's a Transformers movie that I didn't see, I can't be okay with it.
It's kind of driving me crazy.
But even though I don't want to see it.
I know, and I know it's going to suck. Even, you know, even the people that have liked the other movies seem to have hated this one, so The Last Knight, so I'm like, it's going to really suck. And now I
can let you borrow it. Because I bought it for like $7.
Yeah, you might have to.
So I was like, I need to see it, so I bought it.
Now I have, I have that morbid curiosity now. I know it's bad, obviously, but how bad? And what is it that's bad about it? And what did, and I know a couple of things about it that I'm like, that's bad. Like fucking Hot Rod and shit.
Yeah. It's like, you're desensitized to it, though, at this point, because.
Yeah.
I'm like, they couldn't take a bigger shit on Transformers than they already have in the last four movies.
No shit, right?
So I can't be stunned by any of it.
Stunned.
I was going to say shocked. Stunned. There's one set for stunned. Yeah. It's hard to be... I don't know if there's anything shockingly bad.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
So...
It's bad because they didn't learn any lessons from the first four movies.
Well, why would they?
Yeah, but you keep thinking that maybe, okay, they've heard some feedback.
Right.
You might change course a little bit.
Right.
No.
Nope.
You're not going to do that.
They just keep going. And now you see it finally. I think that maybe the reason why the first ones did well and then this one didn't, maybe because of people going, well, all right, the first one, it was all right. Some people enjoyed it. I enjoyed it just for the simple fact of seeing Transformers on the screen. But now that I look back at it, I'm like, oh, you can't really see the Transformers on the screen that well, so it kind of sucks.
I didn't like it.
I know you didn't. But for me, it was just that I didn't like it either now that I look back on it. But at the time, I liked it because I was like, it's a Transformers movie, finally. It's a Transformer.
But I wanted to like it.
But then the second one, oh, it was so bad.
They're all bad.
It was on TV the other day, and I watched 5 minutes of it, and I'm like, nope. And then I saw the stupid fucking twins there. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
See, well, this is a little taste, but you know, these people boycotting fucking Solo and shit.
Fuck you, people.
Where were you fuckers for these movies?
No shit.
Okay? There's five of them, okay?
Yeah.
And they're all fucking terrible. Where were you then?
No shit.
You fucking fucks.
You fucking fucks.
Okay, we'll get into that later, but...
Yeah, okay.
But I just have to say, we're talking about Transformers 7 being canceled, okay? And you want to bitch about
no
fucking
shit,
Star
right?
Wars movies?
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
We're a little hostile today, if you can tell.
Yeah. Which is... We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say things that I'm like, we'll get into that later. And then we probably won't get into it.
Oh, we're getting into it.
Oh, we're getting into it. So,
bullshit.
Hasbro had an investor preview day event last February, and they announced a reset for the Transformers franchise. They said Paramount has pulled the seventh Transformers movie from its 2019 schedule. Film is going to come out on June 28th, and Bumblebee's still coming out on December 21st. Merry fucking Christmas. Michael Bay directed the first five Transformers movies, we know, and Travis Knight helmed Bumblebee, which is the only thing that makes me, that gives me any, I can't even say hope.
But it's weird, it leaves in like a weird limbo, like, if they're going to reboot it, what is the point of the Bumblebee movie at this point?
Maybe because it's just...
Well, it's like a prequel.
It's already too late to... They're already too far into it, I guess.
And then all these little stupid motherfuckers are gonna... It's gonna be like number one, and then they're like, oh, wait a minute, we're not gonna reboot it. Michael Bay, come on back! We need you!
If that happens, I'm gonna have to hurt some people. Seriously.
I'm seriously!
Sadly. So, yeah. So, bye-bye, no more Transformers, yay. Reboot
the
fine.
Bayformers. Get rid of that shit.
The what?
Bayformers.
Yeah, get rid of the Bayformers.
Fuck Michael Bay and those movies. Fuck Michael Bay with those movies. Transformer into a big fucking... and then cram it up as fucking Kulo. I can't...
So, alrighty then. So, I'm not quite sure what you're saying there, but let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
That's no moon.
So, next up, we have an interesting story about, we're going to move to the Marvel Universe, sort of, and talk about the next Spider-Man movie. And it looks like, they're going to have, for a villain, they're going to have Mysterio, who's never been done in a Spider-Man film before.
Well, Bruce Campbell, I heard, technically was in one of the movies. I don't know. Yeah, but they never...
But they never officially... They never went full bore with the...
Yeah.
But this time, they're going to have Mysterio played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hmm.
La, la, la. La, la, la. Jake Gyllenhaal. La, la, la. Gyllenhaal. La, 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 la. I know, sorry. Going a little loopy there. So, yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I'm not sure either.
I can't say that I don't like it. But
nope. Can't say I don't like it. I wonder, I'm a little worried. Well, no. I wonder how they're going to do Mysterio. If they're going to go full fishbowl head, or...
They should.
They should.
I know it might be weird, but...
It might be weird.
They gotta do it.
But that's what Mysterio is. And it's... Still, this one's still being done by Marvel Studios.
You are correct.
Apparently so. So, so there's still reason to feel pretty confident about it, and that they know, you know, they know how to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's a tough sell with the bowl thing, but I feel like you got to do it.
Yeah, but
I don't know how you do it without it.
I don't really. Either.
Maybe like the final form of him.
Yeah,
have it, but
yeah. And with Mysterio, you could really do some interesting things focusing on his illusions and stuff.
Yeah, you could totally fuck with Peter Parker.
Totally. Oh, yeah. You could really fuck with him.
Especially because I heard that Michael Keaton's coming back, too. So,
oh.
And Michael Keaton knows who he is. So.
All right. That could be a lot of fun. They could have a lot of fun.
Break him down.
Yeah. They could do some really cool shit with Mysterio. Because Mysterio's funny. He's like one of Spider-Man's big villains, but also like...
He's kind of a joke, too. With
yeah. Yeah, kind of. He's like I guess you could say he's like a second-tier villain, maybe. Like, you know, you got your... Well, actually, I always thought that about Vulture, too, but they did him pretty good in the movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, it could be interesting. And, I mean, he was, I believe Mysterio was part of the Sinister Six, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think he was.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I think, ultimately, I think this could be cool. Again, I'm still not sure how I feel about Jake Gyllenhaal and all, but I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, that's awesome either. I'm just kind of,
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent to it, but not in a bad way, just
yeah.
Well, let's see what he can do with it.
Yeah, we'll give him a shot. Why not? But I am excited about Mysterio, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's one we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
And now where the effects are now, I mean, you could do all kinds of cool shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you could go crazy nuts with it.
Crazy nuts.
Crazy nuts. So cool. So cool.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's scheduled to come out July 5th, 2019.
Sweet.
Ooh, and Tom Holland recently confirmed a third film in the works.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's got to be a trilogy, you know this.
You know it. Well, there was word that Sony was going to be taking Spider-Man back after, but...
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's move on, shall we?
All right.
That's no moon.
So we move on from Spider-Man to... The Avengers. Who, technically now, Spider-Man is a part of, because Tony Stark made him an official Avenger in Avengers Infinity War.
And not really. Swanky suit there, too.
Yeah. I mean...
But he did.
That was kind of cute, how he knighted him. That was funny. So now, of course, we're talking about the next Avengers movie, which is the sequel to Infinity War, but not Infinity War Part 2 anymore, but they can't say what the title is because apparently the title will spoil some. But no, because then how could the title spoil some?
I think they don't want to name it or connect it because they don't want to feel like this one didn't have any weight to it.
Right, yeah.
Because if you automatically already have the sequel.
Right, then you know.
You're like, what? Yeah. I mean, even though anybody that saw the movie knows. It's not going down like that.
Yeah.
But I think they wanted to...
But not everybody knows.
Try to make it look like, ooh,
yeah, hey, you
all these people died.
Hey,
what's going
look
on?
At that. They're all kaputs.
Kaput.
So, but Avengers 4 will have to be a sequel, obviously, yeah. Because they got to fix what happened, what Thanos did. But, And Infinity War was, I think, the longest Marvel movie at the time. Okay. Or as of this, I think so. But Avengers 4 could be longer. The Russo brothers are saying that it could possibly be a 3-hour runtime.
Nice.
A 3-hour tour for a 3-hour tour for.
I just need some ice packs for my ass.
I know, that right?
Be okay.
They'll be handing them out as you walk into the theater. Here you go, ice pack for your ass.
3D glasses and ice pack for your ass. Those little fucking donut things. Oh, yeah, see, that's the only part that kills me. I want to see it. I say 3 hours, cool.
I know.
I could have sat there for, except for my ass part, I could have sat there for another 2 hours.
I know. But they're not saying it's definitely 3 hours. They're saying it could possibly be 3 hours, so we'll see. Oh, it ended up clocking in at 2 hours and 59 minutes.
But then it cuts back on how many showings there are a day and all that horse shit.
Yeah, that's true. But this is a big story, and it deserves the time to tell it. I mean, this was the Infinity stories have always been like that and the Secret Wars have always been like the pinnacle of Marvel's big event stories in comics. Like every other event they've ever done, you always compare them to those. The Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War, Secret Wars, stuff like that. So, I mean, we're talking big level stuff here, people.
People.
So, yeah, I think it deserves a little extra time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really look forward to sitting there for 3 hours, but I want to watch it for 3 hours.
I know. My ass is already hurting as we speak.
I know. I don't care how comfortable they make those recline, fucking massage my ass, whatever the hell they do, it's still going to suck.
I might need to fucking go to the dentist and say, hey, I need some Novocaine for your teeth and now for my ass.
For my ass!
One in each cheek. So yeah, 3 hours of Avengers, that could be interesting. I can't wait to see how it all comes together. It's going to be so awesome.
The only thing that sucks, though, is that most everybody's dead.
I know.
So you know they're not all going to be teaming up together, because they're not there anymore.
I know.
So it's kind of like the crew from the original Avengers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah.
Was it like,
and Rocket.
Yeah.
And Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Maybe they'll actually bring in Hawkeye and Ant-Man and Wasp this time.
Yay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool.
All right, next story.
That's no moon.
This is interesting, but a little confusing in a way, and that is that the Japanese film company Toho Studios is talking about doing a Godzilla shared universe kind of thing. But I'm not exactly sure what they mean by that, because it always kind of felt like that's what it always was. I mean,
yeah.
Who could they?
Well, here is the producer.
Go for it.
Says that he would, you know, like he's inspired by the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Naturally.
He said that he would rather make a world of Godzilla that can be used in long term rather than a sequel to Shin Godzilla. And he said that, you know, it would be a universe that can focus on different monsters such as Mothra and...
Mothra!
His plan to expand the characters, expand character goods, apparel, games, and other horseshit. And... Which is weird, because I'm like, that's what Godzilla has always been.
That's what we've always thought of it. Unless you're
really thinking that this Shin Godzilla has nothing to do with the old Godzilla.
Oh, maybe.
And it's somehow shocking that they're going to reuse all their old monsters. Or new ones, maybe, too, but...
Maybe.
But yeah, it doesn't seem that weird to me, because I'm like...
Because it seems like it was already there.
Yeah, I guess they maybe... Maybe he's saying instead of, like, having a Godzilla versus some bullshit, it's just going to be the bullshit versus no one or versus their own bullshit. Bullshit versus.
So like what, like Mothra versus King Ghidorah or something like that?
Yeah, or maybe like...
And not have
their own unique enemies too or something.
Okay, yeah.
Which they kind of did that, sort of. Like Mothra had his own movie. Well, her or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she had an original movie.
Right.
It was just, Masura! And then she's been with Godzilla a few times. There's a few movies with them. And Rodan had his own movie.
Oh, Rodan.
But yes. You just always assumed it was a connected thing, because you're like, hey, the only other time I saw Rodan was in a Godzilla movie, so.
Yeah.
So, it's not really that much of a surprise.
It's like, for me, it's like, you know, when I hear that, I'm like, isn't that what you already have?
That's what I would say, but.
I don't know, it's a little confusing. But hey, it's Godzilla, so, you know.
I'm down for all of it.
That's right. Do what you gotta do.
So I guess the Shin Godzilla is the new final version there.
That was an interesting movie.
It's a lot of talky.
Yeah, a lot of talk. The first stages of Godzilla were weird.
Yeah. He's just like scuffing along. On the ground with his dragging his head and like,
yeah, it was weird.
I think it worked a lot better in Japanese.
Yeah,
but you're not a fan of the subtitles, so
yeah. Because I always feel like I'm focusing too much on the subtitles and not on the movie.
Yeah, but usually they're pretty good. They don't usually put like, you know, like a whole crazy ass like paragraphs of wait a minute. Yeah, I always worry that too. Like, I'm going to be spending too much time looking at it instead of watching it. You know,
reading the shit. Like, oh, I missed it. You know,
but that's never the case. I think there might have been one movie, I can't remember what it was, that had just so much dialogue. It was like,
taking up the whole screen.
Yeah, it was just like, there's like a little slit where the actors were like, hey. Slow down. Yeah, usually they, you know, distill it to its essence. So you're like, this is what they're saying.
All right.
And it did make it a lot better, I felt.
I don't know. We'll have to keep our eye open on that story. It's interesting, but confusing. So yeah. We'll see.
I'm definitely looking more forward to that, the American version, which that might be okay now.
It might be.
But.
Well, next up we have another Godzilla next, right? And then it's Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yeah. But I think what it has supposed to have Mothra and King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Unless it focuses on Kick-Ass again, and then that won't be cool. Unless, hey, look at all these monsters fighting. But wait a minute, let's go into this deli and watch this guy buy a sandwich while he's missing his wife. Cool
crossover and make him kick ass.
What?
Godzilla versus kick ass.
Godzilla versus kick ass. Fight. I don't know. All I know is they better just show what people are there for fuck's sake. That movie was such a fucking cinematic cock tease and I hated it. So fucking irritating.
I don't know, it's still, I mean, I can totally see what you're saying, but for some reason it didn't bother me.
Yeah, watch it again. And I bet.
I don't
see, that's what, you know, that's fucked up if there's a movie that you're like, oh, it wasn't bad, but you never want to watch it again.
That's true, yeah.
That tells you something.
Yeah.
Because it's boring as fuck.
You know what that tells me? That tells me we should move on to the next story. So let's do that.
Okay.
That's no moon.
And next up, we have it was recently announced that there's going to be a new Netflix show by Simpsons creator Matt Groening. And it's going to be, what's it called? Disenchanted?
Enchantment.
Disenchantment. So, it's interesting that he did a straight up comedy thing and the sci-fi comedy. So now he's going to go into the like fantasy comedy thing. It's interesting.
Yeah, and I guess this one story centers on the dysfunctional Princess Bean, who's accompanied by the demon Lucci and the dwarf Elfo through a magical realm known as Dreamland. The new show is said to be targeting a more adult audience who are likely in tune to tune in for the show, akin to Big Mouth and BoJack Horseman, which I haven't watched either one of those, but
I've watched a little of BoJack Horseman. It was interesting.
Yeah, I was going to check it out, but
I haven't watched enough to really give an opinion on it, but
well, they get some of the starring in the upcoming anime series is Abby Jacobson as Bean, which I don't know who that is, Eric Andre as Lucci, Nat Faxon as Elfo. Eric Andre sounds familiar, but also to be featured in the show are, you know, John DiMaggio, Billy West, Maurice LaMarche, Tress McNeil, you know, a lot of their old usuals. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool.
So let's see what it's coming out here.
Yeah, do we have a date on it?
Oh, it also said that it's ordered 2 seasons of the show.
Oh, wow.
Which aims to take the piss out of fantasy tropes with each installment. Both seasons of the show will conjure up 10 episodes each. Excuse me.
That's good, actually. So I like the shorter seasons.
Yeah.
That is a trend that more people should stick to.
I agree. And I like his shows.
Yeah.
Like Simpsons, I mean, kind of burned out, but you can't deny
that
it was a good show.
Well, yeah, we used to love it.
Futurama.
Futurama
was I never really watched when it was initially on.
Yeah.
But then I've watched, you know, in reruns. It's a fucking great show.
Yeah, I love Futurama.
So I'm excited to see a new show from him.
Yeah. And I like that he's going with the fantasy element in this one. That should be interesting.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like that can make for some fun stories and such.
And it comes out on August 17th.
Oh, wow. Of this year? Nice. Yeah. Nice.
So that's pretty cool. And pretty soon.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, excellent. So we'll have to check that out when it comes out. All right. So, anything else on that one?
Nope.
Then let's move on.
That's no moon.
And next up, what do we got? Kind of a bummer of a story. And that is Bruce Campbell, one of the greatest actors of our time. He did announce after Ash vs. Evil Dead got canceled that he was going to retire from playing Ash. And I guess he is holding to that because he has Sam Raimi asked him to play Ash again in another Evil Dead movie, and he declined. So, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to try to, like, pick out the main parts of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to read the whole damn thing. But I guess that Sam, what I was talking about, like, rebooting, you know, like in a movie form after the third season, which I haven't seen it yet, so...
All right, yeah.
And I guess he was, you know, rumbling around. It was getting around. And then I guess Bruce wrote to Sam. And, what you know, he said, if they don't renew Ash versus Evil Dead, I'm retiring from Ash. And they were like, well, what about a movie? He's like, I'm done. I'm retiring. So that's sad. It's not really much more than what you just said. But, but I mean, the fact that Sam Raimi was on board for doing a movie.
Right.
So that makes me sad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it would have been nice if he come back, do a movie, and go out that way. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I guess I can understand it, but it is, it's
yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, I get it, but.
Yeah.
Especially when you have now the crew there. Well, if they all came and did like one finale of a movie. Well, I don't know how the season 3 ends, so maybe they did kind of wrap it up nice there.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I can't wait to see
see. That sucks, because I'm like, I've always wanted a movie. Then we got a show, and then the show was the thing that wound up killing the movie.
Yeah.
That kind of fucks with my head a little bit.
And the show was great, but it wasn't exactly what we were hoping for.
Yeah, to me, there was just, I don't know.
Yeah, like, it's still, like, I love the show. I enjoyed the hell out of it. One of the greatest moments in TV history on it. But
I went to laugh and puke at the same time. I was like, oh, it was so horrifying.
I still can't believe they did that. That was so awesome.
I know.
So I can't wait to see in this season 3 what they said they did something to outdid it. So, but, even when we were watching and enjoying the show, I always felt, I don't know, like something was missing.
Yeah, well, they kind of went with more, sort of the more of the Ash and the Army, you know, Army of Darkness version, a little bit more of that angle.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, a lot of people, that's their favorite, but I'm more
weird, but
of an Evil Dead 2 guy.
Yeah, me too. I liked Army of Darkness, but
yeah,
Evil Dead 2,
it's just too fucking good.
Yeah, on so many levels. There's just,
and he wasn't really, I mean, he was like a nice guy. Like, he wasn't a douchebag, really.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I liked that take on the character more.
Yeah.
And if they had the furthering adventures of him in that version, I would have enjoyed more.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I feel like Evil Dead 2 was a little crazier than Army of Darkness. Or like...
Yeah.
Like, I felt like Army of Darkness was trying a little more.
Yeah, like it was... Like, that's what happens when something does well, then it becomes self-aware of it, you know?
Yes,
and then it just... It's trying to chase the thing that it was, and then...
Yeah.
It just ruins it. No, it doesn't... It just taints it, you know?
Yeah, so it makes it not quite...
Yeah, because I did like Army of Darkness, but...
Yeah.
To me, it's not anywhere... Near no. Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. I mean, it's a fun movie and everything, but it's not...
Yeah, it's bigger and better. That usually fucks it up. Like,
yeah.
When a sequel happens, like, we have to make it bigger and better.
Like, for me, it's like, if you hear somebody say, oh, I like Army of Darkness, and you're like, you know, if that's where they first...
Jumped on the...
Yeah, and you're like, well, then you gotta see Evil Dead 2, because...
You got stuff.
You haven't lived until you've seen Evil Dead 2. And I can say that from experience, because I was actually late to the Evil Dead 2 party. And I remember you showed me Evil Dead 2. And
your life was never the same, was it?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't. I loved it from the first time I saw it.
Me too. I remember renting it as a kid, and I was like, this is fucking amazing.
And I actually remember that when you showed it to me when we watched it, I was in that kind of that mindset of like, well, you know.
Well, you've never been a big fan of horror movies.
No, I've never been a big fan of horror movies in general. I'm getting better, but also I was like, you know, it had been hyped up so much that you're like, I'm sure it's, you know, good, whatever, but.
Yeah, it never lives up to it. When somebody talks it up too much, you're like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
But no, fucking Evil Dead lived up to it.
Yeah, it did.
I watched that shit and I was like, holy fucking shit, this movie's fucking awesome.
I love it.
It's definitely, so much. I would definitely put it in my top 10 favorite movies.
And I don't, no matter how many times I've seen it, it's like the perfect movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like it just goes. Like, yeah. There's no dull moments.
Yeah.
Like, once it starts, it just gradually just keeps picking up steam, and it never stops.
And it's one of those movies, kind of like how the first Austin Powers was for us, where you're waiting. You know what's coming, and you're waiting for it. You're like, oh. Like, I remember, I told you, remember a couple months ago or whatever, I was flipping through the channels on HBO was showing Evil Dead 2. And since it's HBO, it was, you know, uncensored, which is... always.
Yeah, the real version.
Yeah, the real version. And it was right before the, it was the part where he was smashing the plates over his head. And I knew it was coming, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait. And it's like, you know, it's like being a, like a little kid on Christmas morning. Like, it's coming, it's coming. But yeah, so it kind of feel, it's weird. So here, but hearing him say he doesn't want to do it anymore, it feels kind of like the end of an era.
Yeah.
But then there already was kind of an, because there was, you know, there wasn't a whole lot going on after Army of Darkness.
No.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. It's just weird.
But hell, always, hell of a gap there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I hope they make another movie.
Yeah.
And then they were like, the show, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. Cause, yeah, you know, you can keep it going. But I thought maybe, I didn't think it would be just ending so abruptly. And then,
yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
But I get it. You know, if he's like, you know, I did a TV show and nobody seems to give a fuck, why beating a dead horse here?
Yeah.
Which, that's too bad. I don't know how bad it did on Starz, but I never thought that was the right place for it anyway.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't feel like they really gave it a fair shake. So, disappointing news.
And like me, like, I want to watch it, but I'm like, I'm not paying an extra $20 or whatever month to watch one show.
I know.
I was, but I'm not. Then I canceled it after it was done, and I'm like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, and at that time, we didn't even know if they were coming back for a third season.
Yeah.
Because that was up in the air for a little while.
Yeah. And my cable bill's insane, so I'm like, and I have, the more I take away, the it keeps, there's like 50 something dollars in fees.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what fees? I'm already paying you to use your service. What more is going on there?
What was it? There was some commercial where they were talking about fees, and they brought up a fee, and I'm like, and the guy was like, I'm sorry, did you say a fee? He's like, yeah, Fifi.
And no, Fifi.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on, shall we?
That's no moon.
It's insane.
It is. To our final story, which is some updates on, speaking of pay channels, the HBO Watchmen series done by Damon Lindelof.
Lindelof.
And so I know one thing I had read is he said, and I know he didn't mean it, like some people would take this the wrong way, but he said this show is going to be like the New Testament to the original Watchmen's Old Testament.
Yeah, and he said it's like they're not going to be redoing the comic.
Right.
And it's not a sequel.
Right.
He said it'd be like a remix of the elements that are already out there. So it'd be like focusing on maybe some characters we know and
right.
But on mainly new characters, but in set in the same universe. And
right, yeah.
I'm not sure about the timeline, though. I'm like, is this after the event?
Oh, right, yeah.
Or, well, he said it's not going to be a sequel, so I'm like, it has to be during the event. The events of the original comic.
Right.
So,
I'm
confused. All I know is I was confused after the explanation of it.
Yeah.
Like, what?
It's a little odd.
So, I'm like, how is you not a sequel, but you're, I don't know. And then I'm like, are you going, if it is, takes place, maybe I could see after the event. I mean, that would be a sequel, but I mean, follow the world after that, because then you could take the main people out of it.
Right.
And just see what happens after that. But then I'm like, would you go with the movie version or the comic version?
Yeah.
Because it's very different.
Well, yeah. Oh, the actual event, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the squid thing or Dr. Manhattan thing. I mean, it's to the same effect, but it's a completely different
thing. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm a little confused.
All I know is that there won't be a Rorschach movie in it, and that bums me out. I liked Rorschach.
Yeah, Rorschach's cool. He's a little fucked up, but he's cool. I'm a little disappointed that I won't get to see any more Dr. Manhattan penis.
That's why we got DVD, brother. You can zoom that shit in.
See, fucking, that should have been the tragedy, the giant, you know, giant naked Dr. Manhattan running through New York with his, with his wiener whacking buildings and shit.
Oh, sorry. Oh, whoops. Right in a window onto somebody's dinner table. Sorry.
Somebody running through the street and all of a sudden he gets knocked out by a giant pubic hair.
I think it's an anaconda. It's tainting. It's like, no, man, it's a pig pee. It just coiled its ass around you. It's like, we're downtown. There's supposed to be anacondas.
Why is it blue? Well, it's kind of a blackish blue. But, you know.
What happened in that Jennifer Lopez movie? What do you do? Anaconda.
Yeah. One or two.
Oh, man. I think there's more than that now.
I think there is, yeah. Man, that was a fucking crap fest. Anyway, so yeah.
Did we go see that?
I think we did.
What the hell were we thinking?
I don't fucking know.
I think Jennifer Lopez might have had something to do with it.
I don't know. I was never that big on Jennifer Lopez.
I was when she first came out.
Oh, I bet you were.
When she was like a fly girl, and then that little period after that. When she became Jenny from the Block, it was too damn much. I was like, I'm good.
All right. So, yeah, that's confusing. Not sure what to think about that. For the Watchmen movie. TV show, excuse me. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, so, I'm sorry that I didn't really give you any information. It's a story without any information.
Yeah, that's all right. That's, you know, that's half of the shit we do here. Anyway, so let's move
on. Wait, I have to ask you one real quick question. Topic. I'm looking over there. You got a Boba Fett ornament.
Yeah.
And he's... Is he holding something? Is he holding a gun?
Yes.
Okay. Because from here, I can't see the gun, so he looks like he's got, like, the Bob Dole hand. And he's, like, all, like, I'm Bob Dole. And he's just, like, all crunched up in his hands.
I know, it's weird. I don't know why they made it like that.
It's a very weird pose.
Yeah, it is.
Where's his other arm?
It's up his ass. No, it's there.
It's like off. It's just like laying on his side.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I didn't.
It looks like that's thing. Bob Dole in the Halloween costume. That's where he went one year.
Check it, check Bob Dole.
Bob Fett. Bob Dole. I just had to get that. Okay,
you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So, moving on.
That's no moon.
That's it for our stories for this evening. So now it's time for Keepers of the Fringe recommendations. Do you have any recommendations for this week? I recommend you shut the fuck up.
It hurts me that you say that.
Oh, does it? Oh, I'm sorry. Not really sorry. Not sorry. Not sorry.
Sort of. I started playing a game yesterday, but it's really good, and I'll just kind of... throw that out as well.
Okay, go for it.
It's called Victor Vran.
What's it called?
Victor Vran.
Victor Vran?
Victor?
Victor.
Vran.
Vran.
Like I ran so far away.
And I ran.
But with a V at the beginning of that. Vran.
Got it. Vran. Victor Vran.
He's like a demon hunter.
He's a demon kind of thing. Hunter.
And,
kind of thing. Fascinating.
Are you done now? Or what? It kind of is like a top-down thing, like a Diablo kind of game.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dungeon crawlery thing. Sure. But it's cool. You get like swords and hammers and guns, and you have some kind of a demon power thing. And I'm not sure, but it sounds like the main character is voiced by the guy that plays, is it Geralt? Geralt. How the fuck do you say it? I can't remember. In the Witcher series, he sounds like the same guy.
Yeah.
Which makes that, that's cool.
Could be. Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's been out for a few years on the PC, but it just recently, within the last year or so, came to PS4.
Yeah. And you were enjoying it?
Yeah. I put in like probably like 5 hours into it yesterday, which is pretty good because I was trying to play video games all yesterday because I'm like, I'm home, I ain't got shit to do. I'm to catch up on some games and I couldn't get into it at all. And then I was like, oh, I'll try this one. I've had it forever.
Sure.
And then I'm like, oh shit, 5 hours later. That's a sign of you're having fun.
Yeah, when you don't realize the passage of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, well, I'll just do this one area. But when you go into an area, it has all these other branching areas that are still part of that main area. So I'm like, oh, well, I gotta do it. Because I don't think I can, like, I think if I stopped, I don't think I could, like, just come back and take off where I just was.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, okay, I'll just get out of this area. And then, like, it was saving it, but I think it resets everything when you go back into it. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I kind of got roped into it, playing a lot longer than I wanted to. But it was good.
That's good.
Check it out. Victor Fran. If you like dungeon crawlery things like Diablo or that shit, Baldur's Gate kind of thing, it's good.
Cool. Cool. All right. Anything else?
Nope. How about you, Dea?
I got nothing.
All right. Yeah. Let's move it along here and get to the main event.
Yeah, I got nothing. All right, yes, now. So, don't touch that.
I'm touching it.
Don't touch it.
Doing it.
Don't touch my Voltron. I'm just kidding. You can touch it all you want. I like that.
I was going to touch it anyway.
You're going to knock him over. Don't.
Lockjaw there.
Don't do that. Anyway. So now it is time for us to move on to the, as Chris said, the main event. And that is our Keepers of the Fringe movie review of the week.
Keepers of the Fringe movie review of the week.
That was weak.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. I wasn't going to do it, and then you pointed at me, and I was like,
You got to do it. It's my favorite part of the whole show.
Really?
No.
One
of them.
Fuck it, I'm doing it. Get an Avenge movie viewer of the week!
That's no moon.
And this week, this is a special episode, as I said, because this week we're reviewing Solo, a Star Wars movie. So, first things first. This is your spoiler warning.
Warning.
We are going to spoil this movie. You have been warned. So, of course, since this is not a typical Keepers of the Fringe movie, we're going to be having to review this a little differently. Because we certainly can't apply our Keepers of the Fringe rating system to it.
No.
But, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I liked it.
Me as well.
It was a fun movie. It was enjoyable.
It was.
Yeah, and all you fake Star Wars fans who are being negative about it can go fuck off. There.
The end. Go see it. Two thumbs up.
No, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, like I kept waiting. I mean, I wasn't really excited for this movie.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe my just put the bar really low. But even then, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I kept waiting for, I was like, oh, I figured my eyes were going to be rolling at some point. Like, oh, fuck. Because I heard, you know, you see how he gets the Falcon and the Kessel Run and Chewie and his gun and his name. I'm like, I heard he's getting all that shit in the movie. And I'm like, oh, no. I don't want to know that. I was having prequel flashbacks. And I don't want to know.
You know, you're like, I don't want to know what Darth Vader was like as a little fucking kid.
The lady? Annie. Every time I see fucking Darth Vader, I think of fucking Annie.
I know.
And then I'm like, just picture Darth Vader. The sun will come out. Tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar. That tomorrow. There'll be some. And that just puts a weird image all in my fucking head.
Yeah, it does.
Little Annie.
In fact, I can see that in the opening scene of Star Wars, A New Hope, when he, you know, they blast through the door, and then he comes in, the son will go well.
It's a hard knock life for us.
Fucking stormtroopers dancing behind him and chilling. Oh, man.
Instead of treated, we get okay. Yeah, it puts Annie and Darth Vader in, mixed in my head, and it ruins it. And that weird Punjab guy with the Sprite commercials there, that guy. They're all hanging out together with Daddy Warbucks, and fucking, I don't like it. I could have done without any, all of that in my head. But anyway, what the
Solo.
Yeah, so there was a danger of going and explaining things. So far in Star Wars lore has not been a good thing.
True. There have been mixed results, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Like Rogue One, I did enjoy overall.
Yes.
I just wish there was actually a plan to get the plans.
Right.
It kind of was just like,
I gotcha.
We're just going to show up, and I thought it was going to be this cool, like, they're working on this plan to get in there, infiltrate.
Kind of like a heist kind of thing.
Yeah, right? Like, I thought it was going to be this whole, it has, you know, such a thin margin of, you know, being successful, and everybody has to hit their marks and do perfectly.
Right.
And they were just like, hey, will you guys help us? And then the lines is like, no. And they're like, well, fuck you. We're going to do it anyway.
Fuck you.
We're going.
We'll fucking do it ourselves. If you don't want to help with fun.
Yeah, like, we'll just go to the planet and figure it out when we get there. I'm like, that's not really the plan I would have imagined. Yeah. But still, it was overall enjoyable. And the whole Darth Vader end scene is one of the coolest fucking things. I don't care if it's pandering to fans or whatever.
I know.
It's the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen.
This movie also has a very interesting surprise scene, too.
Yeah.
And,
do we want to go there now, or we want to wait till the...
I don't know. I wasn't gonna... Anyway, so...
Well, I think we could cover it. We should talk about it. A pretty big one. I mean, do you want to do it now, or...
Yeah, we give a spoiler warning.
Yeah.
So, this movie has a scene, a little cameo scene from a former Sith Lord named Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Which is fucking bananas.
It is.
Like, I think of that, I'm like, I can't believe that they had the fucking stones to put Darth Maul back in a movie.
I know, right? So, Darth Maul, some people will probably see that and be like, hey, wait a minute, he's dead. Which he was. Well, no, actually, he was never technically dead. But he made his reappearance in the Clone Wars cartoon originally, and then had a pretty interesting arc going in the Rebels cartoon as well.
Yeah.
So if you've never watched those, you kind of missed a whole big chunk of Darth Maul.
Yeah, like if you weren't familiar with that, you'd probably be like, "What? How did he get in here?"
Right, yeah.
And he did have the robot legs, but...
Yes.
They looked pretty normal, you know, like, and he had crazy fucking kind of General Grievous-y legs or something.
Kind of, yeah, but you almost wouldn't notice them, maybe, like if you didn't know.
Yeah, well, you could see, like, when he was sitting there, it looked like he had metal legs.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But, unfortunately, some fuck ruined that surprise for me.
I somehow managed to get through this until we saw the movie without the surprise being ruined. I had heard that there was a big cameo scene kind of deal.
See, I didn't even hear that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So that's, I was doing good.
Yeah.
And I was listening, I was read some non-spoiler reviews, and I was listening to a couple people's different take on it.
Which you should never do.
Well, I just like to get a, you know, general consensus.
Yeah, I know too. I know.
Especially if it's people that I already, like, listen to or.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm talking about the comments section.
Yeah. Well, I thought, I don't know. I just didn't, but there was somebody that was just like writing Darth Maul. I'm like, oh.
I know. What a fucking asshole. What a dick.
I know. Like, people love to just suck.
There's so many fucking.
But you know what makes me mad too is because we really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And I see all these people, like every review I listened to or read, they spent a good 80% of it bitching about the movie, how, oh, it did this and, oh, you know, and
yeah,
such so generic. And but they always ended with, it's still a fun movie and it's not bad. It's not a bad movie. It was good. It was fun. But, you know.
Well, then what else do you need to fucking say?
Because it's like everybody's afraid to admit it because the general consensus right now is Star Wars sucks and it's ruined and Kathleen Kennedy and social justice warriors.
Fuck
and-
that. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck all that noise.
It pisses me off so much.
It pisses me off, too.
Because I'm like, what the fuck?
All the fucking whiny babies. Oh, you ruined Star Wars. Fuck you.
Standing their vagina over fucking Last Jedi still.
Fuck you.
Like, I looked on Rotten Tomatoes just because I heard the... Because there's, like, people updating the scores is, like, low or
yeah,
the audience score. And they're like, yeah, oh, we're boycotting it. We're going to ruin it. And I'm like...
Yeah, fuck you.
Like, taking some joy in that. And I'm like...
I know. Fuck all of you.
Like, do you realize with that orange ass clown that's running our country? Where are you guys on fucking things that matter? A no fucking shit. Star Wars movie? You're making your stand there? Fuck you. Fucking get out assholes. There and do something useful with all that energy.
You know what? Fucking- you didn't fucking like Last Jedi? Too fucking bad. I did.
I liked it. So don't I've seen it like 4 times, and I liked it more every time that I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I understand a lot of things with Luke and a lot of
sure,
chances.
There's things that I wouldn't have done, but I still...
Well, I get that, but I'm not even saying they shouldn't have done it. I'm like... I could see maybe people being thrown off by it, but sure, I still yeah. liked what they did.
Yeah.
And it branches Star Wars into something bigger.
Right.
It's not about us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is, but it's going to be... They're playing the long game.
Right.
And we're not a part of that.
Yeah. And you don't know what's coming up next.
Yeah. And they want to bring it on for generations.
And you're already fucking... You're already quitting. You're already giving up on the shit. You're already complaining and bitching and moaning and whining.
People pissed off because Hans Lando's pansexual. Which I will admit, when I first heard that, I was like, oh, really? You're just going to throw like a label on him and make him.
Yeah.
See, we're including people. Like, I don't like that either. Like, pandering. You
right.
know,
yeah. Yeah. That.
But- I get that too. But when I watched the movie.
But it doesn't matter.
It was not brought up.
No.
You didn't. It had no effect on the movie whatsoever. That's like, you know, on Harry Potter when people found out that Dumbledore was gay after.
Who fucking cares? Like,
it had no effect on the fucking story.
No shit.
It's not like he was going to like nightclubs like.
Can I see your wand?
Spectre Patronus in my bum.
I'm fucking sick of it.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, people boycotting it and getting, I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I know.
And that's what people are talking about. They're sick of Marvel movies and comic book movies and Star Wars movies. And I'm like, while I was on Rotten Tomatoes, I looked at the list of all the top box office movies. It was like 10 movies or so. Mm. They're all at like 14 to 20% fresh.
Mm.
They're all bad. And the only movies that were even near the top in the 80s, Solo's at 70 or whatever, are Star Wars movies and comic book movies.
Yeah.
If you take those out, if you win that fight and they get rid of them, what are you going to be left with? Fucking crap.
And
fucking
you know
bullshit.
What? You're sick of fucking superhero movies and Star Wars and stuff? Well, I'm fucking sick of fucking rom-coms and fucking... stupid shit like that, so...
Yeah, these are... I mean, I've waited my whole life to have this.
But when somebody comes out with a rom-com, I don't bitch and moan about it. I just don't go see it because I'm not interested in it. I don't try to ruin it for the people that are interested in it.
Yeah, that the people would try to organize to try to hurt a movie's. And I'm like, just so other, like the Transformers, for Christ's sakes.
No shit.
Where were you guys on that shit? Somebody should have been jumped on that wagon a long time ago.
A long time
ago.
Those
movies were fucking terrible.
Yeah. And yet they made six of them.
And I try not to, you know, I'm making assumptions here because when I read a lot of the comics that people have about Star Wars and the political and social agendas, you know, I can see some points because I don't like that either. Because I don't feel like movie companies, they don't give a fuck about any of that shit. That's why I feel sure, disingenuous. They're like, we're trying to include people to make money.
Right.
Ultimately, if fucking Nazis were cool right now, they'd have Nazi movies. Wow. You know, they probably, if everybody was
to
like,
some people,
man, I love
they
Nazis,
are, but
they would have, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really trust their take on it. You know, like them trying to.
But I don't see this fucking political agenda shit that they're complaining about.
Yeah. It's just really inclusion is really what they have a problem with, which is. It's just sad because, unfortunately, we live in a time where we have to make a deal of it now.
Right.
Because people are not being represented, and everybody should be. And, you know, it right. shouldn't be shoehorned and forced in there. But, unfortunately, sometimes you kind of just got to do that.
Right.
I mean, there was people – I remember I was reading a thing about Empire Strikes Back when they came out, which I was telling you. And people were all kinds of pissed yeah. off that – fucking Billy Dee Williams was in it because it was yeah. a black guy in Star Wars, and then everybody was pissed off. I don't know about how big that was, but there wasn't the internet,
right?
You know, it was a much nicer.
It's we should be in a point in this day and age where it does. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it doesn't even matter.
See, this is the point where this happens now. To in the future, it's not a big deal anymore.
Right. But the fact that it is still a big deal is why we need diversity and inclusion and stuff, because there's still people fighting it, which is fucking stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, if you go to Rotten Tomatoes and read, I was just reading like user reviews. A lot of people didn't even see it. I saw one guy who's like, I watched it for 5 minutes and I left, and I'm like,
fucking good for you.
I really doubt that he did. He just wanted to bitch
about
it.
Yeah, no shit. You know what, though? They still got your money, so fuck you.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh, I'm not going to go see this. It's political agenda. And I'm like, do you not know what Star Wars is?
Exactly.
It's about a rebel resistance, which would essentially be terrorists against the Empire, government of, you know what I mean?
Which is trying to have everybody conform to them.
Yeah, and control their lives.
Right.
That is the heart of the story.
And you people complaining about, you know, political agendas and all, you people of the fucking Empire. I'm sorry, but you are.
That's a terrorist, bitch. Motherfuckers.
That's how the fucking Empire would act.
But see, what it is that, you know, people could watch a movie. You know, go back to who you were as a. See, now everybody's got that all their shit, and they're projecting it on other things.
Right.
Like, try to watch that as a kid. You know, when you were a fucking kid, and you were like, "I like Star Wars. I'm gonna watch the fucking Star Wars movie."
Right.
Before you had all this other horse shit that's clouding your mind, and oh, I'm seeing it's a political agenda and the so you know just. You are making it suck for yourself.
Right.
By projecting all your horseshit that you've accrued over your whole life.
Which, that's your fucking problem. But the other problem is you're trying to project it on the rest of us, too.
Yeah.
And like, that's the fucking problem.
I know, like, I don't even have any big problems with this movie.
No.
I felt like maybe in the third act it might have dragged a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
But I thought the characters were good.
Yeah.
I thought the story overall, like all the things that when it explained how he got Chewy and his gun and his name, and it felt organic to the way it was told.
Right.
It did seem, just trying to back off from you fucking, but we didn't actually talk about the movie.
I know.
We're too busy, but like, I didn't want to know any of that. I'll go tell you that going in. I'm like, I heard Han Solo, that's not his name. And I was like,
yeah,
fuck no. I don't like that, that they changed his, like, he gets his name. I thought it was going to go down a lot different than it did.
Yeah, I did too. So,
but I hated that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, it shows him get his gun. I'm like, that's just weird. Like, why do I need to see him get his gun? I'm saying this is before I saw things in my head. How he met Chewie and how that went down. I'm like, I've always had whatever in your head you've always imagined.
Right.
Just throughout the years. I'm like, it's going to suck and it's going to piss me off.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, they're going to, you know, just do a quick thing and it's going to be, it's just not going to live up to whatever. That's a lot of story in a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And getting
yeah.
the Falcon. I was like, oh, it's too much.
Yeah.
But I watched it. This is me going in. I was already like, there's a lot of things I feel like I'm going to have an issue with.
Right. Yeah.
And I totally didn't at all. Like, it totally worked. And I thought it was good. I didn't have any problems with any of that.
I fucking enjoyed it.
And the reason I thought that is because of the prequels. I was like, they were filling in blanks. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
But I... Even how he got his name, I was like, it's kind of, I mean, it is kind of weird, but it worked in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little, a little corny, but it worked. Yeah.
And I kind of like that because you're like, I don't know what his real name is. Mm. So it kind of adds a little air of mystery to him still.
Yeah.
And I thought the guy did a really good job. Alden Ehrenreich.
I agree. I liked Alden Ehrenreich.
And I thought it was really cool to be in, you know, like his home world and see like the Imperial shipyards and his little stint in the Imperial. Well, he wasn't in the Navy, but.
No, he wanted to be, but yeah.
Yeah. And the way that he got out of that, like I felt it might have moved a little fast because he was already on his first job, like right after.
Right.
That,
yeah. Right.
It felt. Like it organic and it worked.
Yeah,
in the story,
I agree. So
we got a lot to say on this one.
I'm tired now. I know. So
well, it sucks because we've caught. You know, it's been a few hours now, and we're like, it's not. You know, it's kind of let it fade out a little bit. It's not as strong as when I first got out of there. I was like. What the fuck is wrong with... Why is everybody... You know, it's a Star Wars movie.
I know.
It was fun. Ugh. It was a good time. It just, you know... I mean, there's stuff... If you want to read into it, you're projecting it on there.
Yeah.
You know, but I remember people bitching about Lando's robot because, you know... talking about robot rights. And it was a... It didn't... It could have been too much, but I don't feel like it was. There was that one...
No. I actually kind of found that interesting because
I did too in a way.
Yeah, it's something you've never really seen.
Yeah, and
like
I have
that
to,
before, and
I think that's crossed my mind because I'm like, you know, they're sentient, you know, like they're
and it's a common theme in sci-fi with robots.
Yeah, especially I don't think it didn't feel out of place at all.
No,
what's kind of weird is that. I think she became the Falcon's personality.
Yeah.
In a way, which is weird.
Which is weird, yeah.
But I don't know if I dislike that or like that. I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird. Because it's not... I don't know.
But like why it's this... Why it's so temperamental and shit, I guess would...
Yeah,
they're
I
like
guess, yeah.
linking it to her... Feisty personality, I guess.
I guess. Yeah. But, yeah.
That's what I was, because they were like, now she's a part of the ship, and...
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they were going for, but that's what I felt like they were trying to, like...
Yeah,
it became the soul of the Falcon or something.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's weird, but...
Yeah. A little bit. All right, well...
And another thing... I don't know, man. I feel like you just leave that shit at the door and just go watch the fucking movie.
Yeah, exactly.
it's not a bad movie. Even if it's not like the best, you know, it's not fucking Citizen Kane or some horseshit, you know, like that. But it's a fun Star Wars movie.
Exactly.
And if anybody thinks that any of this Disney stuff is worse than the prequels, then you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
And your opinion is invalid at that point.
Exactly.
Because I love Star Wars more than anything. In my life, it's been the biggest thing.
Right.
The only thing that's even shaken that has been the prequels. But I still love it.
Right.
But the prequels was... That was a tough one for me. Because I remember when the first one came out, I was praying. I'm like, please let me live long. I don't pray, okay? Because I don't believe in, you know. I'm like, whatever the fuck's out there, please let me stay alive long enough to see that shit.
I know, right?
And I was definitely setting myself up for a big-ass disappointment. And that's what I got.
And we tried.
Yeah.
We tried to love those movies.
I think when it got out the first time when we went to go see it, I don't think I hated it, but I was like, it's good. There was a lot to take in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, like, waiting since I was a kid for that.
But then we've had things like the Clone Wars cartoon and stuff, which has taken from the prequels and kind of made it better.
Yeah, it does make it better.
So... But there's good things in the prequels, but there's a lot of not good things.
Because the acting really is what I can't. Yeah. I try to watch them, and it takes me out of it so fast that it's so wooden, and they just
but it's not just the acting, because like I said, it's because there's some really good actors there.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's their fault.
But part of it is the directing. I'm sorry, George, but...
Well, still, you know, like we were saying, like, that was a new thing, acting to nothing.
Right, yeah.
It was fairly new still.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So I think they were probably like, I don't know if I'm doing it right, because I'm not reacting to anything. So I think that probably was hard. It's like, I'm sure everybody's like, oh, yeah, tennis ball over there, sure.
You know what's interesting? So we saw, the Graham Norton show? The English talk show? The British talk show? He had Emilia Clarke on the other day, and the woman, I forget her name, who plays the droid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and they were showing a behind-the-scenes thing. She was actually dressed up in a green suit with the head of the droid and some of the other parts of the droid. So, like, she was actually there.
Yeah.
And they took out her parts and left the droid parts in the movie. That's kind of interesting, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. So, we've been ranting on for quite some time now. So, let's wrap it up, shall we? So, let's go with a rating. And for Solo, A Star Wars Story, which I feel like I slurred a little on that, but anyway. And we'll just go with a simple 1 to 10 rating system like we do for these kinds of movies. And so what do you think you'd give Solo for a rating? It's a tough one.
Yeah, because I actually did not think of that at all.
I didn't either.
I don't know.
Well,
I'm thinking either like an 8 or a 7, somewhere between a 7 and 8.
So like a 7.5?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. But yeah. Between a 7 and 8.
Yeah, that's kind of what I feel, yeah.
I think I have to watch it again to really solidify how I feel about it.
But. Yeah, I think so. But the fact of the matter is that we enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you care about these characters, I mean, I don't know how it couldn't make you smile to see him meet Chewie.
Yeah, no shit.
And see how that all goes down. Like, it was...
Yeah.
It was good. I was... See them first get on the Millennium Falcon and shit. And
yeah. Like,
and he got his gun, which I didn't... You know, they didn't really make a big deal of it, but...
No, but it was cool.
It was cool. I mean, and seeing Lando and...
Yeah. We actually got to see a little bit more of the Falcon, too, which was kind of cool. like the interior and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't show like a hell of a lot though.
No, but a little.
And you get to see Chewie play the chess game there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There were a lot of cool little things. They mentioned Taras Kasi.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm saying that right, but that was fucking that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because I just bought that game.
That was like, within the last deep
2 weeks. I was like, I've been buying up old PS1 Star Wars games.
Not a good game, but
yeah, but I was like, oh shit. They didn't mention that. That's fucking awesome.
I know. So there you go. You know. We enjoyed it. I say go see it. If you are actually a Star Wars fan, I think you'll enjoy it. For all those that are boycotting it and shit, fuck you. That's all I gotta say. Fuck you.
Yeah. Get over your fucking self and go watch the movie.
Get over yourself. I'm tired of hearing you whining. And shut the fuck up.
Last Jedi and the ruined Star Wars and Kathleen Kennedy. I'm like, we are lucky to fucking have Kathleen Kennedy.
She was chosen by George Lucas, people.
Yeah, she's been there as you know since the fucking get-go.
Yeah, so if you don't like the way Star Wars is now, you don't like the new ones, that's fine. Don't like them. But don't fucking stop trying to ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah. I mean, I thought I was a miserable, jaded fuck.
No shit,
but
right?
But Jesus. Hey, you agreed way too fast on that. I don't like that.
Well, I meant me too.
Yeah.
We're fucking cynical as fucking all fuck, but
yeah, I'm like,
get over it, people. Jeez.
Don't worry, Lando wasn't fucking pansexual and over anybody. There was,
I know, right?
It's totally appropriate for kids. It's probably one of the most appropriate movies for your family.
I know. I don't even know how Star Wars. That shit came out and everything.
Ron Howard fucking directed it. Okay,
I know. What the fuck, people? Come on.
He was on fucking Happy Days for Christ's sake.
he was Opie Cunningham.
He is a glass of milk with legs. He's the most wholesome motherfucker. He doesn't get any more wholesome than that. And it's a good time for your family. Get over all the horse shit that you've been drilled into your head and just go fucking watch it and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And if you don't like it, then fine. But nobody fucking cares. So there we go.
Too bad we didn't get it earlier because we were more focused. I felt like
I don't know,
but
don't,
it's been a few hours.
But
now,
we had so much to say. I don't know if we could have stayed focused. We'd have been like,
yeah, but we were kind of like all over the place in our in our anger of this,
and it basically just kept coming back for me. It just kept coming back to fuck you.
Yeah, like I feel bad saying that, but at the same time,
fuck you.
If the result of boycotting and not my Star Wars hashtags and whatever the fuck other horse shit's out there. If I don't get any more Star Wars movies because of that,
fuck you.
Fuck you. And I will hunt the motherfucker down.
No shit.
That's going to be my fucking boycott. Humanity. All you motherfuckers are going to pay with your life. No, but it's just, you know, we lived through it, man. We had a long stint without Star Wars.
Yep.
And maybe they are doing a lot too much here. But I don't think I could have one every year, and I'm fucking cool with that.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. That's I want right. to see another Han Solo movie.
Yep.
Well, Boba Fett, bring that fucker over. Let's have a party. Obi-Wan's coming. That's cool. Whoever else you got. I'm going to fucking watch it, and I'm going to love it. So
all right, and there you have it. So on that note, I think we'll wrap up the episode. So thanks for listening. We may lose some listeners after this, but hey, you know what? If that upsets you, then I'm fucking sorry. No. Then fuck you.
Yeah, I think we're doing this wrong.
I know, right?
We said a lot of fuck yous to people.
So if you would like to give us some thoughts, some of your thoughts.
If you'd like to tell us to go fuck ourselves, feel free to contact us at
you can email us at keepersoffringe@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at KOTFR. You can find our Facebook page, Keepers of the Fringe. on Facebook, and yeah, we still got the Instagram, but that's Keepers of the Fringe on Instagram.
We are not killing it in the social media department.
despite our ranting and raving, we do appreciate you listening, and you know.
Well, we figure if you're listening, we don't mean fuck you to you, because
yeah,
I'm assuming. I'd like to feel that our listeners are probably on the same page as us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I like to imagine it, but.
So, with that being said, as always, he's Chris, I'm Derek, we are the Keepers of the Fringe, and in the immortal words of Eric Cartman,
screw you guys, I'm going home.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, or good day, good morrow, whatever the fuck
you're watching. Good morrow, good sir.
Good morrow.
Go see Solo, it's actually a good movie.
It's good.
Bitches.
Like movies.
That's a good start.